USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, it's another bright night here in Hollywood, and the stars are out for each one of you in the AEF. Yes, sir, this is the night Hollywood writes your APO and FPO number in Stardust. In answer to your commands to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, music reigns, and in the royal court are those three princesses of rhythm, the Andrews sisters, your little queen, Judy Garland, and the old gravel king himself, Bing Crosby.
Kenneth, thank you, and greetings, gang. Now, before sweeping around right end with the opening tune, let's check the backfield. Laverne Andrews?
Aye, aye, Captain Crosby.
Maxine Andrews?
Okay, Frankie.
A pardonable error, both being much the same height, weight, and age. Patty Andrews?
Call the signals, Cap Crosby.
How about you, gals? Is you ready?
Why, yes and no.
Come, come. Is you is or is you ain't?
Well, don't say we ain't, because we is.
Well, kick off, Major.
Yes, sir.
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a day, 'cause I love her. Yes, I love her.
He's gonna walk up to my gate. I can't see if he can get it straight, 'cause he wants it. He's gonna ask her.
Baby, the way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You're still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out.
A woman is a creature that is always insane. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't, my baby. Baby, baby's found somebody new. Oh, is my baby still my baby true? That has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find it's gone and made a change. It took my chain.
Is you is or is you ain't, my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Maybe baby's found somebody.
Is my baby still my baby?
Thank you, Andrew sisters, and don't cut out because we're going to renew your option in a few minutes. Checking the Postmaster General's office,
We find the command performance mail piled higher than the horn on Pope's facade. So we'll verbally bulldoze the pile down a bit. Regards to APO 140 and the gang in Raven's Roost. Namely, Nobby the Gunner, Hillbilly Elgin, Haghead, and Applecheek Willie. At 637, thanks to Gerald Jep Peterson for a terrific letter. Signed, too, by Silent Yoakum, Gorgeous George, Pappy, Marion Sam, Available Jones, and Big Barn Smell. Big Barn Smell must be a grand boy. Hello, 698, and Jeannie with the light brown hair Euler in Ward 210. Dick Sindella, 464, in the 709 mob. Jim and the Canadian Fortilla out of GPO. And for the 43rd sub-area of the India Command, and a million more of you under the stars and stripes, and all the allied colors, here's a 5'2" package from home, Judy Garland.
Hi there, fellas. You too, Bing.
Well, Judy, we sure have a nice lineup for tonight, huh?
Yep, there's you, Bing, the Andrews sisters, and myself.
Gee, me and four gals.
Well, we thought it might be a nice change for you.
Please, let's not talk about changes. Can't you think of a more pleasant topic?
Well, we could talk about Bob Hope.
Let's go back to changes. Tell me, Judy, how come you have old Slouch Pouch on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a date with Bob last week.
Yeah?
The first thing he did was to drive out into a dark place, and then he claimed he had a flat tire.
Did he?
Well, I admit I wasn't very cooperative.
Well, you got to watch out for Hope in an automobile, Judy. That boy warms up before the motor. I have heard, though, from different sources, not authentic, but they do say that Robert is very romantic.
Oh, yes, yes, he's very romantic. Is it true he once wrestled alligators for a living?
Made a happy dollar with that. But Bob did offer to take you to dinner, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Did you go?
No, I'd rather put my money into war bonds.
Smart girl. Let's forget the lout with the snout for a minute. How about dating me sometime? I could come over to your house and have a pleasant evening.
Why do I always meet these heavy spenders?
No, really, Judy. We could have some fun just stepping around.
Yeah, I guess we could at that. I've got some swell Sinatra records.
Gig this girl.
Oh, that Sinatra's wonderful.
Believe me, Judy, he will never replace the old-fashioned pipe cleaner.
Oh, well, now, look, Frankie must be great.
Why?
Look at how many managers he's had. In fact, I know a guy who has a piece of Sinatra.
A piece of Sinatra?
Sure.
There's nothing that small. There can't be.
Oh, but enough of that. Fellas, you've asked me for a new hit song, Long Ago and Far Away. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Was not denied.
command performance first. In the past, you've heard songs that have made history, melodies that have captured the imaginations of millions. But tonight, command performance presents... Your all-time flop parade. Featuring the 10 saddest sacks in Melody Alley. And brought to you by the... Tobacco Company. Makers of... cigarettes. And now, here's Mr. C.B. Nicotine from Ashtray, South Carolina.
Don't buy it.
Your all-time flop parade presents Judy Wayne and Bing Sinatra.
Good evening, music haters.
You dug up any old good stinkeroos, Bing?
Yeah, I think I got one.
Well, shoot the flop to us, Pop.
Here it is, the number 10 flop of the week, and it's bound to go nowhere fast. Yachting, yachting, that is the sport for me. Yachting, yachting, over the deep blue sea. There's one thing more I like, that's riding on a bike and swimming.
Thank you, Bing. That was awful. And now a message from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your taste different lately? Switch to our brand and you'll be in sick bay in a week. They're so round, so firm, so fully packed. Of course, we can't tell you what they're packed with.
And now, Judith, what's number 9 on our parade of dismal dozers?
Well, it's a Lulu, Bing. This song is so bad it was only requested twice. Once by the composer's mother, and once on the Phil Baker Show, where people will do anything for $64. Here it is, number 9. Hammer, slammer, I love you. Roebuck and Sears, I adore you. If you want to buy a bassinet or buy a hog, don't be in a fog. Use a catalogue. Hammaker slammer, you're sweet, dear. Hammaker slam, I repeat, dear. Macy's and Gimbel's have plenty of symbols, but I love you.
Oh, thank you, Judith. Thank you. That was really lousy. And now for number 8, we turn to those terrific Andrew sisters. Tell us about it, girls.
Well, it's a song that has endeared itself to millions. And here it is, number 8.
KP, beautiful KP. You're the only detail I adore. I told the sergeant where to put his potatoes. Now I haven't got my spike spot anymore.
Delightfully repugnant that was. Now, your all-time flop parade has a special treat. We have in the studio here a composer who wrote a flop. But a songwriting thief stole this song and he turned it around backwards, made a hit out of it and called it Yes, We Have No Bananas. But here it is in its original form, the number 7 song, Yes, We Have No Bananas, backwards.
Today, bananas, no have we. Bananas, no have we. Yes.
I thank you.
Crosby, Mr. Welcome, are you?
And now for a real moldy oldie, the number 2 song.
Oh, wait just a minute. What happened to numbers 6, 5, 4, and 3?
Oh, I couldn't sing those. They were worse than... chloropicrin on a windy day. So here's your number 2 song. Thanks for the memory.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Of nights in Singapore.
No, wait. How long has that been a flop?
How long has old Slagbag been singing it? I don't know. And now a word from a tobacco buyer.
Well, sir, I've been growing tobacco for now under 35 years. I've seen many a crop come and go, and after smoking one of your cigarettes, I feel sure this crop ought to go. So don't forget, for men who know tobacco best, it's Juicy Fruit, 2-1.
And now, the top tune of the week. This song has been acclaimed by GIs all over the world as the flop tune of this and every week. And here it is, number one.
And there you have it, your all-time flop parade presented by the Tobacco Company. Remember, spelled backwards is...
Daddy Crosby said if I wouldn't filibuster, he'd let me sail over a few waves of this command performance mail myself. So happy 4th anniversary, Charles Bowers at 322. Hi, Wellington J. Martin, 717. Second, Louis Dwinsky and Hut 31 at 944. Howdy 230 and Baldy, Irish, Junior, Tanglefoot, and Jackson the Clam Jumper. Ditto 508 in the 74th Hospital crowd, including Indian Jack, Redhead, and Jughead. Love to the Navy 93 crew. Skipper, Connie, Guns, Gilly, Farmer Sparks, and Pee-wee. At Navy 115, hello, Salty Dick, Fat Man Corona, Old Sea Daddy Duval, Blabbermouth Swank, and Flat Top Crawford. Like a Jeep bumping into a tank, that only makes a small dent in the mail. But we're thinking of all of you everywhere. And fellas, here's Pops Crosby coming up out of the gravel pit with a new beauty. I remember April.
In a gravel pit.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. Will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. Into glowing ashes. for flames and love lived such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. Remember April, and I'll smile.
And now, the Corny Command Theater, combining the songs you love with the stories you can't stand. Assisted by Sergeant Gene Plummer at the piano, Bing Crosby and Judy Garland will take the leading roles. Naturally. It always happens this way. The big stars hog everything. You know, I say give us little people a chance. Give us some bigger roles. Not singing roles necessarily, but once in a while give us little people something we can put our teeth in.
Here's a shaving mug. Put your teeth in here.
Now look, Dr. Crosby. After our musical play, you'll wish you were little people yourself.
What is our little B-flat turkey tonight, Carpenter?
Well, it really is too silly for words. The action takes place in 1890.
Why 1890?
We wanted to star you at your peak.
Leaving the room.
In this play, you're an no-good racetrack tout, and Judy Garland, you're a, Judy? You're a multimillionaire tobacco heiress.
A tobacco heiress?
Well, not exactly tobacco either. Your Uncle King Size made a fortune in snuff.
Snuff, eh?
Well, more precisely, snooze. Here, I'll give you a pinch.
Thank you. Phew, Judy. Here, Carpenter, I'll give you a pinch.
Oh, thank you.
How about me?
I'll give you a pinch.
Ouch! Harry Lillis Crosby, you stop that.
I must be. Army, 10 years of courting you, and your answer is still no. But I'm desperate, gal. Only one thing for me to do. Hand me down my bottle of corn. Hand me down my bottle of corn.
You just said that.
Oh, hand me down my bottle of corn. I'm gonna get drunk just as sure as you're born. If you don't change your answer to yes.
Now sit down, H.O. I want you to understand why it is that I can't marry you, my boy.
Don't say that. Now, next Sunday, I'm running a little sleeper in the fifth race at Camptown. This thing can't blow flies in the mud. I'll be a rich man.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? All you can think of is horses, horses, horses. And furthermore, young man, don't ever let me catch you at Camptown again.
But I loves Camptown. You know, when I go there, I'm bound to win. Do-da, do-da.
You went down there with a bottle of gin.
Oh, I did it that day.
When your heart caved in.
Oh, do-da, brother.
Oh. Now, H.L., that's exactly what I mean. You simply must straighten out. This is 1890, and big things are on the horizon for you. Yes, sir. Beyond the blue horizon waits a fortune for you. The phonograph, the radio, and maybe the jukeboxes too.
What's this phonograph, this radio? What's this here jukebox,
Well, the jukebox is going to be a thing where people drop a nickel in and then they hear the music stops. And we were still dancing.
You mean to stand there? That boy won't last any longer than Hope.
Bob Hope?
I hope. No kidding. I'm willing to try that jukebox thing if you'll stick by me. Gee, we could work together singing the old folk song.
Oh, I'd love that too, Harry. Wouldn't that be ducky?
Boy, I'll say that'd be keen, super dandy. The cat's meow.
Now, you stop using that rough language, Harry.
I'm sorry, I've lost my head.
But it would be wonderful to work together, making cylinder records.
Yeah, we'd make Stephen Foster songs like this one. The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the youngsters are gay.
The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day.
And who knows, Judy, maybe someday people will be crazy enough to buy our phonograph records. Someday they'll come radio, and maybe a big show called Command Performance.
Yep, and there we'll be together, singing for the AEF. I'm Alabama bound.
There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. And then we'll holler so the world will know. Here we go. We're Alabama. We're Alabama bound.
Time now for an 8 or 16 bar closing.
I bet some of the fellas like to open 8 or 16 bars,
Bing, I'm speaking musically.
Okay, Judith, and fellas, that about does it. Another link in that long chain of command performance. A link between all of you around the world and all of us who think the world of you. So,
good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams, wherever you are.
And the lyrics say, if only one wish of ours comes true, that wish is for good luck and speedy travel along our road to victory. So long, gang.
Good night, fellas.
This is Judy, kids. Good night, and love from the USA.